Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is everything you need to know about acid reflux and GERD. So it's everything that you need to know about acid reflux and GERD. And this information was taken from healthline.com. So many people may experience acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn from time to time. However, if you experience acid reflux symptoms more than twice per week, you may have gastroesophageal reflux disease or GERD. GERD affects about number of people in the United States, and if it's left untreated, it may lead to serious complications. So the most common symptoms of GERD is persistent heartburn, which may involve a burning feeling in your stomach that may rise to your chest, your neck, or your throat, a sour or bitter taste at the back of your mouth, regurgitation of your food or liquid from your stomach into your mouth. Other possible symptoms of GERD include a feeling of fullness or a lump in the back of your throat, chronic cough, a hoarse voice, or bad breath. In some cases, people may experience symptoms associated with GERD. These are typically persistent and progressively worsen despite medical treatment. Alarm symptoms may also indicate an underlying condition. Alarm symptoms may include difficulty swallowing, pain when swallowing, nausea or vomiting, weight loss, anemia, bleeding. If you experience any of these, please get medical attention. In symptoms in infants, signs and symptoms are for infants, refusal to eat, trouble swallowing, gagging or throating, or coughing or choking, wet burps or hiccups, irritability or aching of the back during or after feeding, weight loss or poor growth, recurring cough or pneumonia, difficulty sleeping. So if you suspect that your baby might have GERD or another health condition, please speak to your healthcare provider. So GERD commonly causes acid reflux, which may result from improper functioning of the lower esophageal sphincter, which is the LES. The LES is a circular band of muscle at the end of your esophagus. When you swallow, it relaxes and opens up to allow food or liquid to travel from your mouth to your stomach. Then it tightens and it closes again. But acid reflux happens when your LES doesn't tighten or close properly. This allows digestive juices and other contents of your stomach to rise up into your esophagus. So your LES might not function properly if you have a hiatal hernia. This occurs when part of your stomach moves above your diaphragm towards your chest. Frequently eating large meals, this may cause distension of the upper part of your stomach, and lie down too often or too soon after your meals. So other factors, including those listed below, may also contribute to having heartburn more than twice a week. So lifestyle factors may contribute to persistent reflux with esophageal inflammation. Those include smoking or being exposed to secondhand smoke, eating large meals before lying down, using an abundance of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin and ibuprofen. So health factors such as the following that I'm going to list may contribute to GERD as well: obesity, pregnancy, connective tissue disorder, or older age. Other conditions that may worsen: anxiety, pregnancy, asthma, or irritable bowel syndrome. So those conditions will worsen the symptoms of GERD. alcohol, studies suggest that drinking alcohol may increase the risk of GERD. The greater the quantity of alcohol and frequency of the consumption, the greater the correlation. So if you have a recent diagnosis of GERD, then you might want to consider stopping alcohol or reducing it. Dietary triggers. Some foods may trigger GERD symptoms more than others, including high fat food such as fried or fast food, spicy food, certain foods and vegetables such as pineapple, tomato, and citrus, and certain liquids such as coffee, tea, and carbonated drink. And so if you are experiencing any of these symptoms, then you may want to go to your healthcare provider and get treatment or a diagnosis. And so we're going to look at some of the treatment for GERD, lifestyle strategies to manage or relieve symptoms. You might want to try breathing exercises, consuming foods and liquids that may help with your acid reflux, making efforts to maintain a moderate weight, quit smoking, quit drinking alcohol, waiting 2 to 3 hours after eating or lying down, and elevating your head during sleep. And so if you have any of these symptoms, then you please contact your healthcare provider for diagnoses and treatment. This is Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you in another episode of Healthy Focus.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDub app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdub.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.